Press On with Jared Gunter of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ.
Hello again, neighbors. Hope you're doing well today. Well, perhaps it goes without saying, but we all come from different life experiences. Some of us may have had both parents, one parent, or someone else raising us in our childhood. We may be very proud or thankful for where we've come from, or maybe we don't like to talk about it because we're not. For me, being shamelessly a mama's boy, I don't mind reflecting back on how blessed I was to call Sandra Gunter my mom, because she was, in my mind, the best. I'm sure many feel that way about their loved ones, and what a blessing it is to have these people in our lives. But I'm going to ask you a hard question in light of all of this family talk. Are these the most important relationships that you have? Well, what's so hard about that question? Our natural inclination may be to say yes, and that very well may be true. But let's ask a more difficult question. Should the family relationship be the most important relationship? Well, maybe you're wondering where all of this is coming from. Let's look at our text for today, Luke chapter 8, verses 19 through 21. Luke chapter 8, beginning in verse 19. Then his mother and his brothers came to him, but they could not reach him because of the crowd. And he was told, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside, desiring to see you." But he answered them, "My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and do it." If we didn't know any better, we may think that Jesus was being cold towards his family. But I think we know better. When dying upon the cross, Jesus showed love and care for his mother when he seemingly commissioned John to look after her, as we read in John chapter 19, verses 26 and 27. And so, yes, Jesus loved his mother, and we can safely assume that he loved the rest of his earthly family too. So what was Jesus' point in saying what he did here in Luke chapter 8, verse 21? "My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and do it." What has been his point this whole time in this section? Based on the context, it appears that we're still in the same setting as the lamp analogy and the parable of the soils. The point that he is making is the same throughout. The truth, the word of God, is of supreme importance. The parable of the sower, if your heart is the good soil, you'll not only hear the word, but you'll keep it with you and be productive with it. The lamp, the word of God, is light to us, and we choose what we do with that light, as our lives will be exposed. And now, with this statement about his family, who he cherishes more are those who cherish God's word, those who, as he says, quote, "hear the word of God and do it." Jesus didn't come to this earth to live and die for earthly relationships. Jesus came to this earth to live, die, and raise again so that we could have the greatest eternal relationship with him, with God, forever. I think a fitting text for us to consider as we close today is what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 10, verses 34 through 39, where he says, "Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a person's enemies will be those of his own household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." Let's not get carried away with thinking that Jesus has come to try to drive a wedge between families and to cause us to hate one another. But what we do need to understand is that the love that we have for Jesus is to transcend the love that we have for anyone else. It should be the definition for how we love our families. It should make our relationships richer, but it starts with our understanding that we need to deny ourselves, to take up our cross, so that he will find us worthy. And may that be our prayer each day, that we be found worthy of the cross that we bear for him. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back, Lord willing, tomorrow with more Press On. Press On is a production of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. We're located at 1235 William Street in Beaver Dam, Kentucky, and can be contacted at 270-274-4451. For more information, give us a call or find us online at beaverdamchurch.com and facebook.com/Church of Christ Beaver Dam. More Press On episodes are available for free on our church website and several top podcast platforms. Just search Press On Bible Podcast. Thanks so much for listening, and let's press on.